Blog Talk Radio.
Don't forget that you defend an empty space.
tin man found he had what he thought he lacked. Remember the tin man, go find your heart and take it back. Who stole your heart? Maybe no one can say. One day you will find it, I pray.
Superstitions reflect the relative relationship of African American feeling between themselves and all other beings and things on earth. Superstitions are a worldly reflection of the Western African sacred belief system that says all things in the universe are connected and affect each other. The same belief in the relationship between all things is found in Africa. American religion, faith among African Americans, is not isolated from everyday life. It is the core of life, and as much as been foundation upon the liberation of African American, has been based. The African American church, for example, that's what we are here for, to discuss church. Just what is church? And where is the church? Probably the strongest institution in the African American community is called the church. Continue to play a role in helping communities. That's what it's supposed to do. That's what they told me last time I heard. With economics and development and political, social, and educational issues. But what is the problem? And why is it that people can't practice their religion called voodoo? Rooted in the ancestor worship of traditional Western African religion, why is so many folk so afraid, but yet at the same time, white folks are lining up to become a priest or above the law, and they ain't even black, and they wants to be a part of the voodoo religion, and they get initiated, do you hear me? Yet they hate the religion, and they're worshiping our forefathers and bowing down to them. Well, let's have church. Let's have church, y'all. Y'all ain't come out here for no brick and mortar. Let's have church. We out here in these woods. I want y'all to know that God can be found in the mountain. He can be found in the rock. He can be found in the tree, but ain't no tree gonna cry in my place. Ain't no rock gonna sing my song. As long as I'm alive to glorify his holy name, I'm going to praise him, I'm going to praise him, I'm going to praise him. And I suggest you do the same thing. So where is church, you say, Omi, or Harriet? Where is church? Well, it sure ain't in no building, because you cannot contain the Most High, Oladulamare. Say it with me, Oladulamare. And he is the God of the outer courts of heaven. He don't have nothing to do with your affair down here, your daily affair about this and that. He gave you dominion and told you to take dominion over this here earth. He gave you another God, okay, on the room. On the room may look down on you every now and then, but he ain't going to say nothing to you. Or he, she, or it, because we don't know if it be a female or if it be a he, she, or it. It's a noun. That's what it is. It is not an adjective. I learned that in school, too. See, I have been going to school. I'm getting educated the right way. But I do want to tell you this. Y'all can be down here looking for these buildings if you want to. You're going to have to come on the outside of them buildings to really have church. Now, I understand they tell me out here in the woods we're going to run into Bookman Dadi because he was a black African priest. He's going to come to our session called church. Now, I don't know if John Doc, Jock Jesseline going to be here. I ain't going to tell you that because I don't know. But I will tell you this much. Today we're going to be communal people and we're going to worship in the way of the old time when we with our religion called voodoo, icon, and ifa. Say it with me, ifa. See, the story is, give you your own God to put on your head. You know who he is? Did somebody say it? Ori. Ori sits on your head. Yes, that's your God. And if you have any good success, then you ought to give Ori praise because he's the one that got you there. Or he, she, or it. Ori going to sit on your head And he's going to remind you of things. He ain't going to let none slip up on you. He's going to remind you of everything because he's the God that you work together with. And you stir up the gifts of Ori and work with him. Now, God don't want to come down here to tell you what to do. And all them folks talking that crazy talk to him, God done told them something about somebody else. God don't tell you nothing else about somebody else. He got your attention already. He got your Ori on your head already. Why he got to tell Sister Susie something about you when you carry Ori with you? Now, if you don't know Ori is with you and you are still asleep and anesthetized, somebody may come up on you and tap you on the shoulder like that and remind you that you got a God on the inside of you, but you should know it yourself. You got so many people running around here after everything, talking about my belief, what I believe. What you believe don't mean nothing. It's just a belief. You got to know for yourself about spirit. You got to experience spirit. Can't be going out here talking about, I got religion, I'm tied to something. You want to get free. Get free. Get free. You don't want to have no bondage on you. You've been in slavery and your ancestors been in slavery. Why would you want to tie yourself to religion? Hold on. I'm going to put on some music here. Get a station identification. Can you bring it in here, please, Omi? Oh, give me a reason. On this here caravan, I told you I was taking you on a journey so we could find the temple. Let me make myself plain. Let me make myself plain here. Okay, because you got to understand this. Because, see, I don't have all the knowledge that I'm supposed to have. I do have Mother Wife, though. And what I got, I'm going to give it to you. Can you wait till I talk to you a little bit? Now, I'm going to do a prayer here. Because we got to call all the saints here. And we got to open up the door for the spirits. Now, we're going to have to chariot for the spirit, and we tarry for the spirit. Do y'all know what tarrying means? It means chanting and tarrying and singing and calling on the spirit so the spirit can be present and somebody can get possessed by the spirit. Possession is good, child. Yes, it's good. Now, I ain't talking about something going to jump all over you. I'm talking about one of them Orishas that have the identity and that represent God, the essence of God. God is good. God is love. God is kind. God is omnipotent. God is omnipresent. With the Orishas, the African believe that God has many essences. And Mother Yamanye represents the kindness and nurturing. She's one of the essences, too. Then we got Obatala. He is the father of all of the Orishas. And he manages the whole team. He is the most wisest of all. Then you got Shango, he looks fiery, he looks spiritual, he represents the most aggressive one, but he is right on time. Okay, you got Ishun, and he's like a little trickster, if I'm not mistaken. It might be two of them, I'm not certain, but they tricksters, and in all things, we need tricksters to sometimes align us up. So what I want to tell y'all is this. Ain't no church out here, y'all. I should have told y'all. Ain't no building out here. You come out here and you make the church on the inside of you. And when you get used to getting down on your knees, I didn't say you had to prostrate yourself. Get up, Muslims. Y'all get up. Get up. You ain't got to prostrate yourself no more. You can bend your knee. Just bend your knee and go down on one knee. Because we're not going to lay down out here in this ground out here. We're going to just pray and tarry for the Lord. And we're going to sing some songs. And these songs are going to help us to get through so that as we get ready to cross on the other side, we get ready to cross this river And this is Whitewater up the road. And we got to get some songs that's going to help us. And we're going to sing these songs that's going to help us. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the Orishas before we get into those songs. These Orishas said they were going to follow us out here. And then we're going to have to call on the ancestors, Eli. Call on the ancestors because they're going to pick us up. And they're going to make us strong. And they're going to lead us all the way down Whitewater. Now, we're going to call on them ancestors. So we're going to get a prayer going. And when we get a prayer going, then we're going to call on each one of y'all to give our ancestors name. And we say, Ashe. So let it be, so let it be done. And we say, Ashe. Now, we also say Ashe because that is acknowledging that we support one another. Now, I call on the forces to be from the east and the west and the north and the south, that they may come with their forces, with the four cardinal directions. We will ask for assistance, and we call on these four cardinal directions to guide us, to lead us as we cross over into Whitewater. We don't have no church out here. We're having church in our hearts today, folks. And we want y'all to know that the temple is in your heart, is wherever you are. You can't find a temple that can contain the love and the blessed Savior that's in you. God could not give you a building that was big enough to contain him. You is God. Remember that. So don't go looking for no building. Don't go knocking on no doors. And don't let nobody shut you in no building. And don't sit on no pulpits. Possess your pulpit from wherever you are. Possess your pulpit. Now let's go on with this prayer. Now is there anybody that's sick with palsy among us that need a prayer through? And do I hear a witness out there today? And I'm calling on the moaning women. Moaning women, come forth. Because you can get a prayer through. So as we get ready for this here ceremony, as we get ready to cross over into Canada, this is our crossing period. And we go together, communal, and we know that God is with us. And if God is with us, who can be against us? As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord today. Now we want to call and chant on the ancestors. Ishe Olua Kole Ba Jio Ishe Olua Kole Ba Jio Kole Ba Jio Kole Ba Jio Kole amongst us, because we crossing over into the land of freedom. Ain't no more crying. Ain't no more crying. No more smiling faces lying to the races. Now, I'm finna take y'all there, folks. I'm taking y'all over on the good ship. And this is the mothership. This is the last time y'all gonna see this here territory. Now, I might have missed John, and John is going to be out of my life, but God is going to send me another husband. On the next time around, I'll be marrying somebody out here in these woods, and we're going to have a great, great gathering and ceremony. But I have to leave John behind now. So don't nobody mention John to me because I'm so sad. I'm so sad. I'm so sad about it. I'm sad about it. But ain't nothing I can do about it because it's the will of the Lord. Now, I say, is there somebody that need a prayer to get through? If there's somebody that has a testimony, because the word said they were won by their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So give your testimony. It might be encouraging to someone. What you say? You say, Moses, go on up front. Why do I need to go up front? Hold my hands up so I can encourage the people because their spirits is low. I'm going to hold my hands up. Somebody hold my hands up because I can't do it by myself. See my hands up. Be encouraged. Ye of little faith, be encouraged. We're going to make it to the other side. We're going to make it to the promised land. Now I'm going to call on my ancestors, and you do the same thing. And say Ashe and go along with me. Father, we thank you for this great getting up morning. We thank you that you brought us thus far, and you brought us out of the storm. And you had Yam and Ye, Mother Yam and Ye, carry us through the storm. And Obatala showed up, and Ishun showed up. We thank you for John, Jacques Dessaline, and Brookman Dadi, and all of the work they helped and gave us. Now help us through this here journey as we journey across the river over in Whitewater. We call on the spirit of our ancestors today, those that are yet in the miry clay, that they might make it through and might be able to assist us, and we could tap into their melanin, that we could grind on down the river, because all of us that made it through, our mammies and our papas, some of them didn't make it through, but we know we carry them in our spirit. And we're the sum total of why they came, Lord. So let it be known in all of the earth that we will get to the promised land, not like Martin Luther King preached about him not getting there. When we get there, we all going to get there. Because if I fall, who's going to pick me up? And we're going to pick each other up by the bootstrap, and if we have to drag each other over into the motherland and the new earth, we're going to do that. So we want to sing a song right now because we're not enslaving no more. Don't think like you're enslaving, because before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to live with the Lord and be free. No more crying, no more crying, no more crying will there be. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to live with the Lord and be free. No more groaning, no more dying will there be. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to live with the Lord and be free. Oh, freedom, oh, freedom, oh, freedom over me. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to live with the Lord and be free. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. Music, I hear music over my head, over my head. I hear music, music over my head. Now sing these songs with us, and as we sing them, they give us inspiration to go on all the way. Now, we done come through a lot of challenges, and we done talked about a lot of things, but we have not talked about making our temple inside of ourselves the organizational place where we meet up in the woods to have church. I want you do not to fail to forsake yourselves together and do as we did today and come together in fellowship and remember the hard times, because it will make us stronger when we testify about what we've been through. It will encourage someone to go on. Our testimonies will be like a light guiding and shining and leading us. Now, we're going into Canada. We're going to wind on into Canada, and we're going to go our separate ways once we get to the certain conductor, and the conductor's waiting there for us. And this here trip, we don't have John with us. And I thought I could find John when I came back, but I couldn't find John. I couldn't. He didn't make himself visible to us. But it ain't in the master's will. But when we get to the other side, we're going to have a new life. A new life. It's going to be an uphill journey. It's going to be a long, long climb. It's going to be some tough times and lonely nights. But I'm ready to carry on. So glad that the worst is almost over. See, it almost took me out. I can fly freer now. Oh, my best days are right in front of me. Yet I'm almost free. Yes, I'm almost free. He see anything and everything you do, you can't deny the truth. Say, I'm the living proof. So many guys have tried, but they just didn't make it through. But look at me, yeah, I'm the living truth. It's gonna be an uphill journey. Yes, it is. It's gonna be a long, long climb. It's gonna be a tough time and lonely nights. But I'm ready to carry on. So glad that the worst is over. See, it almost took me out. I can fly freer now. Oh, my best days are right in front of me. Yet I'm almost free. Yes, I'm almost free. See, anything and everything you do, he can't deny the truth. See, I'm the living proof. So many guys have tried, but they just couldn't make it through. But look at me, yeah, I'm the living proof. Yes, I am. I'm the living proof. We're the living proof. I want y'all to know that. And we stand side by side together, and we get over to the other side. We don't forget that we came for. We don't forget that we speak with one voice and one ministry, and that we don't forget that we're the sum total of why our ancestors came here so we could get to the promised land. Don't get on the other side and get seditious and make religion your protocol. Remember, it was the ancestors that opened up the way for us. And Bookman Dadi and all them folk called John, Doc Dessalines, that opened up the way for us. It wasn't ourselves. We couldn't do it in our own strength. I want you to know that we had to depend on one another on a communal belief system. I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. And you must understand that we cannot do this thing on our own. We must rely on each other with all of our intelligence and all of our elegance and all of our book knowledge. We cannot do things without Mother with it. Don't forget that silent voice that comes up on you and tells you, don't go that way, don't go that way, don't do that, don't do that. Always listen to the voice inside of you, because it was a voice that got us here. It was a voice that I listened to and that I yield to. Yield to the voice of God. He won't lead you wrong. He, she, or it won't lead you wrong. Now, us African believe that God ain't no he and he ain't no she. He might be all she, but he created himself out of himself, and he made himself. He has no known kin, and none of us kin to God. God created himself out of himself. And we know they sent the chicken down here to see if the primordial earth was round and if it was solid and firm. And then the chicken is very important to us. That's why we sacrifice the chicken. And that's why we give the chicken as a great gift back to God, because he first sent the chicken here. Now, I don't want you to forget about your religion where y'all go into Christianity, Muslim, and all these other things and forget about the African traditional tribe. Some of y'all are from the Hausa set. Some of y'all are from the Asante tribe. Some of y'all are from the Yoruba tribe. Don't forget who you are. I don't care if you're tribal. You're still brothers and sisters. And you remember Kuta Kinte, who they tried to beat it out of him to make him say he was Toby. Let him be Toby on the outside. But you can't ever change an African on the inside. Know who you are. Know who you are. No matter what they say you are, the name you can give back. But just remember you are housing. Remember you are a tree and a Asante tribe. Remember your tribes. Don't forget the customs and traditions you carry with you in your spirit. Carry them across the water. And remember, when you cook, cook with the love of the African spirit and use the roots. And remember, if somebody bothering you, go call on the ancestors, because the ancestors know how to stop them. Now, as we come here, keep our traditions alive. Our bembes that we do when we want the spirit to mount us so that we can get possessed and we can work our situations out in the spirit. We don't go to no church to listen to nobody preach to us. We listen for the spirit inside of us. We're doing it all wrong. We don't spend too much time in these churches listening to these elegant dry bones who have gotten us nowhere. We got to fall on our faces and on our knees, and we've got to let the spirit speak through us and to us. Now, we're here in this church out here in the woods. This is what we be, and this is what we are. And wherever you go, there you are. You can't get away from yourself, because God resides within you. You have the essence of God. Now, you remember in those scriptures in that mutilated book when they said, let us make man in our own image. Who do you think that the Creator was talking to? Let us make man in our own image. He must have been talking to a woman. Because there is a feminine side of man that comes from the woman. Now, man had to be made. Man has the essence of God. And man is God. Stop looking up in the sky for something to come and rapture you. Stop talking about soon as Jesus get here. And stop telling people that Jesus and God are one. They ain't one. They are two separate people. Oh, Romola was by the right hand of God. That is the proper name for Jesus. He was Orumala. He knows our inceptions. He knows our beginning from our end. He was right there at the inception of you and I. And don't let nobody tell you he was a blonde hair, blue-eyed soul brother, because he had brass feet and woolly hair, so he had to be of a black descendant. If he wasn't black going into that country, he sure enough was black coming out. Because can't nothing stay in that climate and stay European. Because at that time, we must remember that all things were made from us as the African people. We talked about Dagnish and Lucy that was up in the high places. We know from her loins that all living life sprung from her loins, and she was a black woman. Don't get it twisted. Don't go jumping up, getting into Buddhism, thinking that that was our inception. That was the latter part of our story. That was when Jesus went over into India. But we have to remember that Oludulamere has always been here. And we have to know our story and our history. And we have to understand that we produce our church out of our customs and tradition. Don't go jumping into somebody else's traditions and custom thinking you have in church. You're just going through a routine. You're not even connecting with your ancestors. Now connect with your ancestors. Tell them that you're sorry. Tell them that you're sorry that you haven't called their name. You haven't lit a candle to them. You haven't brought them a plate of food. You haven't brought them an offering. Give them an offering right now. You're back in this country now. You done made it over the grain house. You're back in Canada. Make an offering to your ancestors. Thank them for bringing you through the miry clay. And be reminded to call their names, because it's up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. Now, I'm going to give a reading right now. I'm going to give a reading, an oracle reading, for the nation of our people. Now, I want you to hear this reading. It's very vital that I allow the Spirit to come up on me to give you this reading. African-American people, you have always been the God that they've been looking for. They have known more so than you who you are. You must come into clear consciousness of yourself. This is the year of 2017, where all manifestations of oracle readings must come forward from those of you who are clairvoyant, who can read into the ethers and the essence. It's going to be a hard time up ahead for those who are leading this caravan and who have been leading it incorrectly. The judicial system will cease and never be anymore because it was founded on corruption. It must change. It must yield, or else it is not law. Law that does not yield to honesty and truth must cease from being a law. So therefore, the judiciary system will be changed in a twinkling of the eye, and we will not see it as we once knew it, but it will be a new judicial system, no more plea bargains, but the truth will be let free, and justice and freedom will reign all over those pillows, and the billows in that particular auditorium will be a billows of true justice and not just locking men and women up. I will say for the black women, you are gods. You must take your appropriate places, and you must stop playing the game. You must stop playing the game in the industry called employment and go home and be mothers to your children. And God said it will go well with you. You will change a nation if you would be the mothers that you were called to be. And white women, stop trying to wear the pants. You do not have this thing in you, but you must change. And you must fall on your faces and cry out to the Lord and ask for redemption, redemption. Thus saith the Lord. Then he will hear from us and he will heal our land. We must pray and come together in diversity and let every man have his life and let him rule, and not anyone overshadow the next man's life, because it will not go well with you. You will be cursed down to the 1,000th generation, and your children's children will be cursed for those that hate the Lord. But for those that love the Lord, they will be blessed down to the 1,000th generation. Thus saith the Lord. Now let us go in peace, and let us go in harmony, one mind, one vision, and one voice. And African Americans, it's time for you to